Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Steve.
How you doing?
Not bad. Yourself?
Not bad at all.
All right. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. Jen, what do you have?
I have three headlines here, and if you pick the real one, you're going to the Reds game tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
All right. So is it A couple who bought a home in the winter found a garbage dump after the snow melted? Is it B, a fake cop pulled over a real cop who recognized him? Or C, a man committed burglaries because the devil told him he needed to pay for college?
I'm going to say B.
Yeah, you're right.
Good job.
Nice job, Steve. Yep. But it was your lucky day because no matter which one you picked, you were going to the Reds game tomorrow because they're all real.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so let's start with B, since that's the one you picked. 27-year-old Vincent Marks lives in Louisiana near Baton Rouge and likes to pretend to be a cop. And earlier this month...
Well, who doesn't?
Well, sure. Yeah, we all like to play cops and robbers as kids.
Right.
I mean, when I was a kid, like, one of the hottest TV shows was Chips.
Well, yeah. You rode your little fake motorcycle around the neighborhood pulling people over, didn't you?
Damn right I did.
I know.
We had a stop sign in our neighborhood, and if anybody would go through it, I would be like, hey.
Jeff and I
used to... Don't make me pull you over.
Rolling stops.
That's when right. You had your cop car, Jeff and I would fake pull over perps all the time.
Nice.
Yep. Burp, burp.
Yeah.
Did you wear those cool boots up to your knees?
Oh, no, but that's next. This guy had a car with flashing lights. So the driver assumed it was a real cop and pulled over into a parking lot. And then Vincent used his own car to block the guy in. So he walks up, whips out a fake badge, acted like a police officer, but it turned out he picked the wrong person to mess with because the driver he pulled over happened to be a real cop.
Oh boy.
Who was off duty. And the guy also recognized Vincent because they had had a run-in before. I guess he was involved in some sort of domestic dispute earlier this year. So it sounds like he took off when the real cop recognized him because it happened on June 10th, and they just tracked him down on Monday. He is facing charges for impersonating an officer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Here's the other story. Usually, if the devil is tempting you, it's not. Hey, you really should get your car in for an oil change, but this story makes me think the devil might have a responsible side, too. In this case, we're talking about an 18-year-old Florida man named Rafael Woloski. Rafael was arrested last Friday for armed burglary. Police say he admitted to committing three burglaries, including a break-in at a house across the street from where he lived with his parents. When he was caught, he was carrying a knife with a 2.5-inch blade. The cops asked him why he was breaking into houses, and he said the devil kept tempting him to steal, and he needed money for college. So either this guy was dealing with a very complicated moral dilemma, or even the devil realizes how difficult it is to navigate student loan debt.
True.
Yeah. So there's that. And it is, what is it? It's Canada. Is it Canada Day?
Canada Day. It's like their Independence Day.
Okay. Well, there's a couple in Ontario, Canada, that has lost out on 20 houses. So they waived their inspection.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's doing it these days.
And why are they waiving inspections, Tim?
Because they're trying to make their offer look sweeter when there are 20 of them on the table.
Yep. How can we make this as easy for the seller as possible? Yep. You know what? We'll just waive inspections.
No way. I would be terrified.
And if we find something, we'll deal with it, right? Yep. Let's just hope it's not a major... foundational issue.
A lot of people will still get the inspections, but they waive their right to like ask for
contingency.
Yeah, so they still can get it and they can, you know what's going on.
Yeah. But, oh, there's termites or whatever.
Yeah, but some people waive it all together. I do not suggest that.
And it had been very frustrating for them leading up because they had already lost out on 20 houses.
20 houses. Oh my God.
Outbid.
How
so
frustrating.
Yep. In an act of desperation, they said, all right, let's waive the inspection. People do it all the time. Usually it's fine. They landed the house, and then, you know, where this is going, they later discovered several major issues, including an actual garbage dump in the backyard.
God. I just can't even imagine.
No.
How did they not know?
Smart for the sellers to put it on the market when there's tons of snow on the ground.
Exactly right. The yard was covered in snow when they bought it, and when it melted, they saw that there was trash buried 3 to 4 feet deep into the ground.
My God. I can't even imagine the smell.
And so the price tag on this for them to remove the contaminated soil and protect their drinking water, it's going to cost them around $80,000.
Holy crap.
In this case,
what a horrible situation.
What's interesting is, you know, in this case, an inspection may not have uncovered the garbage dump under the snow, but it's definitely a reminder that you should actually see everything first before making that offer and agreeing to enter into a contract.
I just ate at the Cracker Barrel for the first time the other day. Yeah, not because I never wanted to, just because I wasn't sure if I was allowed to. It's the Cracker Barrel, man. It's an interesting restaurant. I walk in the front door and I gotta fight my way through a yard sale. Is the Cracker Barrel moving? Looks like they're trying to get rid of all their trash. Just a bunch of random stuff. Just ice skates, wind chimes, and Kenny Rogers albums. You can't even find that combination at a Goodwill. I sat down to order myself a country breakfast, man. Came with grits. You guys know about the grits? Oh, man, it's my first time eating hillbilly hummus. I haven't had anything that tasty since my first grade paper mache class. Just breakfast with a side of arts and crafts. If you let it sit, it turns into a concrete aggregate. Just take it home and regrow up my kitchen backsplash.
Landry, Canadian comedian there. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. A lot of things to look forward to in the month of July, not just the 4th of July, but a lot of sports. The NBA Finals start about a week from today. Let's see. The ESPY Awards are set for July 10th. Baseball's All-Star Game is July 13th. We're supporting our Reds.
Yeah, so vote today until 2 o'clock. So if you go to reds.com/allstar, you can vote for Nick Castellanos and Jesse Winker. We're hoping to get them on the starting lineup, and you can vote today until 2. It's super easy. I already did it once this morning.
Yeah, they let you do it once a day, but I think today's the last day.
Yep, until 2.
The Summer Olympics finally get started on July 23rd. Got a few big movies on the way. Black Widow hits theaters and Disney Plus next Friday.
I saw they did a red carpet for that. Like, what's her name?
Why didn't they do it for the 4th? Why isn't it not opening this weekend?
What's her name that is the Black Widow? Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
She has been everywhere. She said it was kind of bittersweet because isn't this like the last movie with her or something?
Yeah, because she dies in the last Avengers movie.
Great. Thanks for ruining it for me.
Dead.
Jen at WKRQ,
she goes flying off a ledge to save Hawkeye.
How is she alive for this movie then? Is this like a prequel?
Uh-huh. I believe so, yes.
Oh, well, there's that. On television, Big Brother and Love Island return next Wednesday. The Monsters, Inc. series, Monsters at Work, hits Disney Plus the same day. Oh, the new Gossip Girl reboot arrives on HBO Max July 8th, and Shark Week starts on July 11th.
Yeah. It's also my mom's birthday, and she's expecting one of you to make a cake for her.
Oh.
We leave it in her car.
Okay, yeah.
You got to get up and drive it to Independence at 5 a.m.
Does it have to be handmade or can it be purchased?
It's up to you. I'm just kidding.
Let's see. Finally, the holidays. The big one is 4th of July this Sunday. A few more you might want to mark in your calendar. National Bikini Day is on the 5th.
Hey.
Let me celebrate that one.
Yep.
They've come a long way.
Put it on and frolic in the yard.
Have you seen those bikinis at the top looks like a sports bra, and then the bottom is like one of those tummy sucking mechanisms? It almost is like you're wearing a spank on the bottom.
They've got a lot of mechanisms built into bathing suits these days.
Mechanisms.
Can I just complain about bathing suits for men for a hot second?
Sure.
Before we went on vacation, I went to go find one. I went to 7 different stores.
Whoa.
And the selection was so slim for dudes. Meanwhile, across the aisle, the female bathing suit section. They cleared out a whole zone so they could put up boxes. And all, there was like
endless
hundreds and hundreds. And I got two to pick from.
Well, that's
a really thick, nasty one that's going to give me a rash downtown.
Yep.
And another one that you can see through.
Or super short.
Or really long. Like, I don't need it to my shins. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to not drag around a wet towel with
myself. You know, they've done away with a lot of those liners, too, so you don't have any support.
Why'd they do that?
You have to wear your short. You have to wear your Tommy Johns under them. My boyfriend complains about it all the time.
They're saying you're supposed to wear underwear now with your swim
trunks.
But
do they dry? Like,
no. Not really.
Why would they do that?
Right.
And you a lot are of them are going to get a rash. You're going to get a fungal infection, and it's just not going to be pleasant.
No, but and how many of those like little bikini things did you see? Because that's what all the did you watch the swim trials, and you know, because that's what the guys are wearing are those little
small
bikini
ones.
Things where you're bulging
out. You're talking Speedos?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if that's the brand name, but that's the style that they're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot more of those around.
You know,
well,
I
hope you guys start to participate in that fun.
I have
a couple of those.
I want like a full coverage bathing suit, like from the neck down. You know,
like
down from the knees to the neck.
Like they have swim dresses now for women. You want like some sort of bodysuit, a jumper.
Yeah,
maybe they make something like that. For men.
The Olympic swim team does kind of wear that onesie thing. Yeah.
You're thinking more like maybe
a wrestling uniform.
Oh, was it the diving? Maybe I was thinking of the diving.
Yeah, the diving wears the real small, but then the like Michael Phelps wears like the shirt.
I'm not going to wear that little small tiny thing. Trust me, you don't want me wearing that little tiny small thing.
Yes, we
right
do.
In France.
My boyfriend's biggest complaint about swim trunks is they don't have enough zip pockets. Like when you go to the beach, if you need to have money for tipping or something when you're at the swim up bar.
Or you want to get some mozzarella sticks or something.
Yeah, he's like, he has this one pair of Hurley shorts that zips.
Right.
A pocket zip so he could put his dollars in there. And he's like, they just don't have enough pockets and swim trunks.
They don't.
I'll get off my soapbox. But, you know, when you go into the store, whatever store it is, and there's like three bathing suits for men and they're picked through because there's a small and a triple X. Well, I'm the American large.
Yeah.
And then there are a zillion options.
Got to order online, babe.
I know.
That's where they're making you go.
I'm going to have to do it next year.
It's so hard to buy bathing suits online.
It is.
True. And, you know, like once you try it on, you know, they don't want you sending it back, right?
Well, that's why they put their. Do they put liners on the inside of men's swim trunks, or is that just?
I don't think they do.
There are.
They tell you you're supposed to wear your underwear
when you try them on.
They don't put that tape
still.
In there like they do the chicks. The chicks get this thick line of tape right where the vagina is.
Not with guys. Mm. We got to take a break.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.